Here's a headline in the Chicago Tribune. Disgraced former alderman Daniel Solis collected nearly $95,000 annual city pension, could keep receiving taxpayer-funded payments for life. Gregory Pratt, it says, is the byline on that, and Greg's on line 7. Hi, Greg, it's John, and you're on WGN. How are you?
Good, thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping in here on the radio with us. Let's back up before we get to the $95,000 and talk about what is it that Danny Solis did. He was wearing a wire for the FBI, right?
Sure. Danny Solis is at the center of the biggest corruption scandal to hit Chicago in many, many years. Danny got caught by the FBI allegedly pursuing prostitution services and trading favors for Viagra, which he called his blue medicine. And the feds asked him to cooperate, and he did. And he wore a wire for him for 2 years.
And that leads us to the Burger King parking lot, correct?
That, you know, I'm not sure it's not quite a straight line, because there's still things we don't know about the feds. We do know about the feds' investigation of Alderman Ed Burke. One of the things they've got Burke on that they allege is that Burke extorted the Burger King in his ward that wanted permits, and he extorted them. They were listening to his phone calls. It's not clear what their probable cause was to be listening to those phone calls. Where Solis is cooperating against Burke, and where it's known that Solis and Burke cross paths, is at the old post office downtown, where Solis was trying to get the developers to hire his law firm. And he said that he told Danny, who was wearing a wire, that they hadn't made the cash register ring yet, so they weren't going to get on the agenda.
I thought it was the Burger King that connected the two and led to his cooperation, but who knows what was captured on the wire, because he wore it, did you not say, for a couple of years?
He did wear a wire for a couple of years, which, you know, I'm at City Hall every day, and it scared just about everybody here when they found out.
Yeah, I'll bet. But really, and I don't know if Danny Solis is the biggest fish here, right? Like, you thought, oh my gosh, he wore the wire, and now who knows? Is it Madigan? Is it Burke? Who's going to be caught somehow or another? I know those are different spheres, but I mean, who knows what sort of business goes through Danny Solis or that he's privy to? So he may be a very interesting character. And then you say, but why was Solis doing that? And it was, oh my gosh, they've got him, as you said, maybe trading political favors for Viagra or visits with prostitutes, which is just so low ball. I mean, when are these guys going to learn?
Could you imagine losing everything over Viagra?
I know. I mean, well, yeah, it's not like you can't get it. You can get women for money, and you can get pills for money. And that neither of them, my understanding is, are that expensive. So I guess that's just what happens. These guys' brains get polluted with the power that they have long enough. They think, yeah, but I don't have to. Do they pause for a moment to think about the embarrassment or the jail or the revenue that they're going to lose? Who knows?
You know, what's interesting about that, too, is that Danny Solis got appointed because his predecessor in city council got himself indicted and thrown into prison.
So then he's making $95,000 a year, something like that?
Yeah, so this is a wild little piece of the puzzle, is that because he hasn't been charged with a crime yet and he hasn't been convicted of a crime, Solis gets to keep his pension, which he would lose if the Fed charged him with a crime. But because he's cooperated, they still haven't charged him with a crime. So this summer, he applied to get his pension from the city, and the city said, of course. The city pension fund said, of course.
Maybe their hands are tied. Maybe they don't like the look of that either, but what are they going to do? Maybe they have no option, right?
I don't think they had an option, in fairness to the pension fund.
Yeah. So is he not on the... What is he doing for a living right now, Danny Solis?
Danny Solis is a man of mystery these days. It's actually, again, at City Hall, a topic of conversation is where's Danny and what he's up to. It's not really clear, because he's been ostracized by everybody here. I mean, nobody wants to hear from him or talk to him. And once it was revealed he was wearing a wire, he never came back. I actually think somebody might have punched him if he came down to City Hall.
He does not work for the city. He's not on the city council anymore.
He's not on any payrolls. He stepped down in May. He's collecting a pension. I know he went to a wedding in Puerto Rico over the summer. But other than that, he hasn't really been heard from very much.
What percentage of his salary does he get in the pension?
By 80%.
80%?
Which,
for life?
For life. Which they made a law in 1991 that gives the alderman 80% after 20 years, and which is the full salary for them, the full pension salary for them, whereas a normal city worker has to work 30 years to get 70%.
I was unaware of that, too. I was unaware of that, too. But if the FBI, so what does the FBI do? What's the switch they flip then that goes away?
He has to get convicted of a crime related to his duties.
Ah, which is those are two things then, right? Convicted, and it has to be relative to his duties. So if he was guilty of, say, felony possession of a gun or, you know, whatever, I just draw felony out of a hat there, but some other felony not related to his duties, then that would not cancel his pension, correct?
Yeah, I don't think it would, no.
All right, and is the FBI going slow on this? Maybe that's the deal they've cut. All right, you'll get your pension for life, but we really need you to cooperate. Wear a wire, and think of what he did, wearing a wire for 2 years. 2 years in the hallowed halls of some of the most powerful people in the city. That must have been a, I have no sympathy for the man, but that must have been a very anxious 2 years for him, right?
It was shocking because of what you say, but because I would see him several times a month here at City Hall, and he always looked like he was George Clooney, you know, just a good-looking older guy, carefree, happy, all the time. And then you found out when the affidavit got revealed accidentally, you found out that he'd been living with all the stress, and it's actually pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't handle stress. I mean, if I was wearing a wire for the feds, my $95,000 a year pension hung in the balance to say nothing of maybe me being incarcerated. After one day, people would say, "How are you, John?" And I'd say, "I'm not wearing a wire. Don't take my pension." I mean, wait. No, wait. I would be a terrible plant. Is it possible, do you think, Greg, that the FBI will never press charges? They'll never get a conviction? That's the deal?
I think that's very possible, and from what I hear, that's very possible. It would be unprecedented. It would seem to be unprecedented. I'm sure there probably is something where somebody did that. But for context, I keep thinking about the Flores twins, which is a couple of gangbangers from Little Village who cooperated against El Chapo Guzman. And even they had to eat, you know, El Chapo Guzman, the biggest drug lord in the whole world.
Yeah.
And even they had to eat a charge in response for their cooperation. Now, Ed Burke is a big fish, but he's not a bigger fish than El Chapo. And Solis isn't anywhere near as in danger as those two twins against El Chapo. So I'm not entirely sure how you justify giving him no charge ever, and he gets to keep being on the taxpayer's dime for the rest of his life. But we'll see what the feds do.
Well, I'd be spending that money. Oh, I guess they could make it retroactive to when the crimes were committed, though, right?
The charge?
Yeah. Well, I mean, say they do convict him. I wonder if they would go back and claw back the pension that he received back to the time of the commission of the crime.
I doubt that. I don't think they could do that.
Yeah.
I think it would just be going forward thing. I've heard of some government trying to claw back people's pensions after they get convicted and have been collecting, and it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
Probably some legal mumbo jumbo.
Well, then I would go to a wedding in Puerto Rico or someplace if I were him. I'd be spending that money while I can get it. Danny Solis has not been heard from for a while. There he is in the Chicago Tribune today. Greg Pratt's very interesting story. Greg, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Remember, if you do not already, today would be a good day to subscribe to a newspaper.